I'm so tired. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
You've been playing for over 2 hours.
I want to go on the swings.
You just got back from the swings and now you want to go again?
I want to go again. Please,
what am I going to do with you? Wait, let me see the time. No, we're late.
Mommy,
we have to go home.
Just a little bit. Mm-mm. Oh, come on, Mom.
I have to make dinner for your father.
Mommy, I just want to go a little bit.
No, darling. You've been on the swings the whole evening. Oh. Do you smell that? Mm-hmm. Someone's food is burning. I wonder whose it is. Wait a minute. It seems to be coming from our home. Come on, open. Oh, my dinner's burning. I kept telling you to stop playing on the swing so we could go home. Happy now? Is this what you wanted?
I just wanted to play on the swings.
This is all your fault, Mina.
Did the food really get burned?
This is the kind of food that kings used to eat. This is the kind of food that needs to be served with fine silverware. It's delicious.
I'm becoming addicted to delicious cooking. Bread, cheese, and watermelon.
Stop mocking me. Come on now. Please stop it. When was the last time I ever burned dinner before?
I still don't understand how you ended up burning the food.
I really don't know. I'm becoming forgetful lately. In the evening, Mina insisted I take her to the park. So I took her to the park. And when we came back, she kept nagging me to take her to the swing set in our yard.
She did what?
Insisted on playing on the swing set.
She insisted? So you're blaming it on her?
Yes, because she insisted on playing on the swing set.
I see.
So I stayed in the yard and pushed her on the swing. When I came inside, I smelled something burning. I thought it was coming from Marzier's home. But then I realized that it was our home that was burning. All of this wouldn't have happened if you yourself would have taken Mina to the park to play.
She's right about that.
Oh, so my little Peaches wants me to take her out to play, huh? All right, that's nothing to get upset about. I'll take her. Tomorrow's Friday. Me and Peaches... we'll wake up tomorrow, early in the morning, exactly at noon from our siesta.
It's called siesta.
All right, whatever. When we wake up, we'll go hiking on the hills where she can run around and play as much as she likes.
Actually, we were planning to do the same thing.
Who's we?
Everyone. Remember, we made plans last week.
No, not we. You made plans.
Whatever.
What time are you leaving?
Early morning. Around 6:30.
Tell me, will that dreadful witch be there too?
Oh, and Satara?
Yes, she is also gonna be there.
I almost forgot to tell you.
Mabuba, my car totally broke down this morning. I won't be able to make it. It's a tragedy.
I don't care if your car broke down or if the engine exploded. You are going to have to take us there, because I promised I'd go.
That's your problem. You're not the one who made a promise to me. I'm not gonna lose a chance to sleep in. That's what's up.
So you're telling me you want to sleep in tomorrow? Are you sure you're not coming?
No way, Jose.
Hey, what's keeping you? Food's getting cold. What are you doing?
You go ahead and eat. Huh? I'm not hungry.
All right, there's no need to raise your voice.
First of all, I'm on a diet. Second of all, as you can see, my hands are tied.
Diet? Forget about your diet. You don't need a diet. You can go on a diet whenever I go on one. Come on, sit down and eat your dinner. A woman should never go on a diet without permission from her husband.
Is that so, Ali? Why do you care if I'm on a diet? Go ahead and eat. I'll just have some salad.
What are you even doing in there?
I'm preparing our stuff for tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
Don't you remember? We made plans to go on a picnic in the park.
This is the first I hear about this.
I didn't tell you? I must have forgotten. Well, anyway, now you know.
Forget the whole thing. We're not going. If you want to be in nature, we'll take a trip to the north.
But they already made plans. It's rude not to go after they were kind enough to invite us.
Marzia, you should have asked me first. You shouldn't have accepted their invitation without my permission. A woman must always ask permission from her husband before she does anything.
Yes, sir. All right. I'll remember to do that.
She never listens. I'm telling you, I'm not coming tomorrow.
I'm not gonna wake up tomorrow before noon. It's my day off, and I want to make sure that I'm well-rested and relaxed throughout the whole day.
Listen. Come here.
What? What?
What's going on?
What do you mean? Nothing. We're just doing our normal routine. I'm cooking dinner and you're painting, maybe 24 hours a day.
I thought we were all supposed to go on a picnic tomorrow.
Picnic?
Yes.
Picnic. I'll tell you what, you go there tomorrow, spread out the picnic blanket, prepare the food, and I'll join you. How's that? Sounds good, eh?
And who will take the car?
What? The car?
Yes.
That's obvious. Well, I will. All right, I'll put my tail between my legs and I'll walk. Please come, have your dinner.
So what was this food called? Danish meatballs?
It's called fricadelle. Fricadelle. It's a special Danish dish served with mushroom sauce, and it's made from meat, potatoes, onions, a number of other ingredients which are a secret. Help yourself.
Did you cook enough for tomorrow, too?
I'm only going to save enough for myself. What I'm putting in this plate is for our dinner tonight, and this is for Ferdos. He asked me to go over to his house to take some pictures of him. He wants to send them to his family abroad. There you go.
Well, since you're meeting him, ask him to come with us tomorrow.
Why is that? Why would I ask him to come when I'm not going myself?
Excuse me?
Why?
You're not coming tomorrow?
Oh, that's not what I meant. Okay, I'll be there tomorrow. I was talking about something else. Never mind what I said. Just have your dinner.
I know that you're lying.
I can't wait to play football with Omid and Shangir tomorrow. And don't let me forget to take the ball with me, okay? Mother. Would you mind answering the phone, please? I'm playing. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna make for lunch?
Rice with beans. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, dear.
I'm fine. What? Who? What, who? All right. Right. Right, 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 right. Very well. Fine. Goodbye.
We should change things around here.
Yes, I agree.
Hey, why would you agree to something like that? Do any of you really want to end your marriages?
Yes. Don't they say a man's word is his bond? We've been planning every detail of this picnic for 2 weeks, and they ruin everything by saying no. Stop telling us we should listen to what they say just because they're men.
Listen to me, dear.
Miss Varangus, why don't you ever take our side?
Oh my goodness. I don't have anything against you women. All I'm trying to say is to put yourself in their shoes for a change.
All right, maybe you're right. But just for once, I would like us all to teach them a lesson.
Shh, lower your voice. They'll hear you.
We must get even.
Suppose I agree with you. Just suppose for a second. How on earth are we going to teach them a lesson?
I know how. You just have to be willing to do as I say.
All right.
All right, tonight we're all going to pretend everything's fine. And then tomorrow morning...
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Reza. Can I come in and talk to you for a minute, please?
How are you? Come in.
Dear Mr. Jahangir Yousefi, I hope you have fun in the house once you wake up from your siesta. By the way, take good care of the house. Sincerely yours, your lovely wife. Take good care of the house. Sincerely yours, your lovely wife.
Professor Banai would say, have fun in the house.
Dear permission-loving Ali, since none of you were willing to come with us, we all decided to go on a picnic and have fun without our dear husbands. Hopefully we'll be back by sunset. If Mashisa comes, please help him. Yours sincerely, your disobedient wife, Marzia.
I'm glad we left them behind. That should teach them.
He tells me I need to ask permission before I go on a picnic, as if it's such a big decision.
Imagine Jahangir stuck in the house with a broken car.
Omid said he'll come.
What?
But I doubt he was telling the truth.
He said he'll come, but I think he was lying.
Yeah, but who needs them anyway?
I wonder why they wanted to stay home so much.
To sleep. All they know how to do is to sleep. They don't know how to do anything else.
Let's see if they can cook and clean for one day.
Hello, Issa. How are you?
Hello. It's good to see you. Would you like some tea?
Good. I see you brought a kettle. Do you want some boiling water?
No, I never boil water for tea.
You don't have to sit here like this. Come upstairs and I'll make you a nice breakfast for you. We got cheese, honey, butter, jam. Give you lots of energy.
No way, Jose. All I need is my hot tea.
What did you say?
My hot tea.
You're in a good mood today.
I am.
How much work do you have to do?
Well, I need to start with the garden and then the stairway, and then I'll be done by noon.
All right. Well, when you're done at noon, come upstairs and I'll make you lunch.
Thank you, but I brought my own lunch.
I can see that, but I'm going to make you vegetable soup.
Legume soup?
I'm going to make you the best vegetable soup you've ever had.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
hello,
sorry.
Hello, Reza.
Good morning.
Tell me, why are you still here? Weren't you supposed to go on a picnic with everyone else?
I was supposed to. But last night the women decided to coup d'etat against the men. So they went ahead and left without us.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Let them have a women's day out for once. Some time together.
I don't mind.
Some fun.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Mash Isa. Keep up the good work. You're working hard, huh? Nice, nice.
It's good to see you, too. Can I pour you some tea?
Thanks. Oh, thanks. Mashisa, if I were you, I would infuse the tea, but you cook it. I see you've brought your own portable stove. What kind of tea is it, anyway?
Oh, what I did is that I bought this in bulk. I don't know what kind it is. Here you go, sir.
Thanks, thanks, thanks.
Sugar?
What a scent. No, thank you. I don't take sugar.
Maybe some sugar with it.
No, no, thank you. I always drink my tea plain.
Bon appetit.
It's surprising. You can make such wonderful tea with nothing but your kettle and your portable stove.
Tea is no different than any other food. It must be cooked with love.
But the one who makes it must be skilled, too.
Thank you, truly skilled. Thank you for your kind words, really.
Please, sit down,
After you.
Oh, that's enough. Let's find some place to sit already. We've come far enough.
Honey, I can't walk anymore.
Your father would say, that's enough, that's
enough. All right, Jahangir, anything you say.
According to Professor Banai, honestly, Omid likes to talk a lot.
I mean, who is this Professor Banai anyway?
I never found out who he is. I just know that whenever he wants to talk a lot, he always starts quoting this Professor Banai.
This is a good place to picnic. There's a lot of shade here.
Why here? There's nothing here. No one inside. Let's at least sit somewhere where I can find a nice girl for my son.
Everyone's either talking about their husband or their son.
Let's sit down and make eggplant dip together.
Let's all stop talking about the men. Let's spread out our picnic blanket. This would have been a great place for Jahangir to take a nap.
What?
You look so ill. You look so lifeless and dead, don't you? You're so withered.
Mashisa?
Yes, sir.
Are you actually talking to the plants?
Is there something wrong with talking to them?
No. Please tell me. Do you think they understand what you're saying?
Of course they understand, sir. They have better ears than we do. It's necessary to speak to plants just as it's necessary to water them. Otherwise, they will surely die.
Tell me, my friend, do they also talk back to you?
Oh, you know it. Sometimes they even get jealous.
Mashisa, if you have time, why don't you come over to my home and take a look at my plants as well?
Of course, I'll be more than happy to, and I'll come during prayer time.
Oh, that's fine. That's the best time. I'll wait for you. Prayer time's the best time.
Miss Farangis, I wish we would have brought raisins, walnuts, yogurt, because this weather really makes me crave some yogurt soup.
Hopefully next time.
Miss Farangis, please, I'm trying to draw here.
I'm sorry, how's this? But I need to slice these for lunch.
Go ahead and slice them. Marzia, I can't believe that you're scarfing down the food like that. You're on a diet.
I'm on a diet. I'm having fruit, not rice.
She looks like she's starving.
Keep eating, keep eating. We wouldn't want you to die of starvation out here.
I just feel so hungry.
Ugh, I'm worried about Reza. When he starts playing computer games, he forgets to eat anything and he'll get too skinny. I hope he's found something to eat.
So you know exactly when it began?
Yes, no, I mean, I don't know. At first, I thought I was just being forgetful, and what was happening was normal. Surprised me, but I would soon forget. Objects in this house keep moving around.
Until your next visit, even if it starts raining fish, I want you to act as if everything's normal.
Am I crazy? Am I just imagining things?
Try and forget everything that happened. Forget everything that happened today, right?
But there are no problems in our marriage at all, you know. I trust my husband and I love him. I saw it myself! In order to prove I'm delusional, she only shows up when I'm alone.
I didn't talk to any woman today. What were you wearing today? Your daughter claims the woman was wearing the exact same clothes she was.
I saw his other wife. I spoke to her.
I still don't know who's telling the truth and who's lying.
Right now, we don't have any problems except for our childish illusions.
Let's go over to the stove. They pour these in here. Wah, wah. Look how delicious it looks.
Good work.
All right, the noodles. Reza?
You're a master chef.
They break the noodles in half. Oh, it looks so good. Wow. Now we have to stir. Just missing salt.
You know what? It's a good thing the men didn't come with us. Otherwise, nobody would have been home to open the door for Mashisa.
It wouldn't have mattered. If we would have waited for the men to join us, we wouldn't have left the house before noon, because there's no way they would have woken up before that. And by that time, Mr. Issa would have been done with his work anyway. So there really wouldn't have been a point if you think about it.
He has a way with plants. He brightens the yard whenever he comes. I swear, it's as if the plants recognize him because they always blossom. They really flourish.
The first time I saw Mashisa, I thought he was deaf. He wouldn't talk. He's weird. That's because he's so shy. He really has to socialize more.
And when you ask him a question, he always answers with nonsense. Does anyone know where he's from?
I think he's from the outskirts of Iraq. I can tell that by his accent.
I'm guessing you're from the province of Loristan, is that right?
Wherever I'm from, right now, I'm living in Shahriar.
Shahriar is close to Tehran. It's only an hour away. Is that where your wife and children are?
Yes, sir.
That's really great, great.
Whoa, 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 look how delicious it looks. Okay, let's stir one more time. Mm-hmm. Let's have a taste now. Gotta be careful, it's hot. Ugh. Why is it so salty. I should add some water.
This needs some fertilizer. And this one to be pruned.
Very well. Do whatever you think needs to be done. If you need any items, buy them at my expense.
Yes, sir.
The food's getting cold. Please sit down.
No, no. Why did you prepare so much food?
It's nothing.
I'm
please
full.
Please sit down.
No, no, just some cheese and bread
down
is enough.
It's no trouble.
Really.
Please, have a seat. Sit
thank
down
you.
That's it.
Why so much?
Help yourself.
Thank you there very you much.
Yeah.
No,
help
you go
yourself
first.
This is
please,
wonderful
go ahead.
You'll enjoy it. Come.
Thank you. Really, thank
enjoy
you
yourself. You'll love it. Help
okay
yourself. Yes, that's fine. And we have vegetables, we have
wow
pickles, we have salt, everything
that's
you
amazing
need. Try that. Go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, help yourself. Come. Oh, fill up your plate.
Oh, that's,
come
that's
on
enough. No, no, plenty that's
more
enough. I'm good.
Take some
I'm
more
good.
Here. Take
thank
some
you
more.
Really, really.
Yeah, you have
thank
plenty.
You. Oh, chicken.
You have more space on your plate. Here.
Chicken.
Taste
no
it.
No, no, that's all. Have some yourself, please.
As you like.
You know, I've always loved radishes, even as a child. Thank you. Looks so good.
So, how are your children doing?
They're fine. They're fine. You know, my fifth daughter
oh
is about to, have her first child.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. How many grandchildren will I have? I'll have 18
oh
grandchildren.
You have 18 grandchildren?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, that's a lot of kids.
Come in and eat.
Thank you, but I still have more
oh
work
forget
to
the
do
work now. Put that down and come inside.
Thank you,
come
but
on
I'm stuffed. I already ate, really.
What do you mean you're stuffed? You promised you'd have lunch with me. Look how
but
delicious
but
it
I'm
looks
full.
This is the best soup ever.
But Reza, I don't have an appetite.
I don't accept any buts. You have to eat. You promised I made this just for you. Oh,
okay.
We got fried onions, fried garlic, and fried mint. Let me
but
pour you
Reza
some. Give me your spoon, please. Sorry, but you have no choice in the matter. The women think that if they don't cook, we men will all starve to death from lack of food. But they have no idea that we men are able to do
that's
everything
enough
on our
that's
own.
That's enough.
All righty, here,
put some
onions on
too
it. Good, good. There you go. Bon appetit.
Thank you.
I wanted to make you something fresh. I didn't want to reheat last night's dinner for you. Food never tastes as good after it's
thank
refrigerated
you
than reheated.
Thank you very much.
Food
really
needs to always be well cooked and fresh. I think it's missing something.
No, it's just a little salty.
Salty? Here, have some water.
Thank you very much.
Drink
really
some water. It'll cut down the salty taste. I'm really sorry about that.
Where are you going? You have to eat your food
I
first.
I want to. I want to go and play now.
Come on, sit down,
well,
darling.
That's all right. We'll just give the rest of her food to Marzia.
Marzia, dear, have some mercy on yourself. You're going to explode.
The only thing that's exploded lately is your husband's car.
Come on, you don't even have to mention that, Marzia.
Since you burnt your dinner last night, the poor guy doesn't have anything to eat for lunch.
Well, there's really no need to worry about him. I bet you that he'll be still sleeping by the time we get back home.
I've got kebab. Baby, 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 I got kebab. Now, why did that woman have to take my sweet little peaches with her too, huh? It's a shame I have to eat this all by myself. Oh. Smells good.
Come here, where are you going? Let me pour you another bowl.
Thank you so much.
Have
really,
some more.
Thank you.
Don't be shy.
I'm full,
ask
I can't
more
eat anymore. Thank you, I'm really full.
Then let me fix you another bowl to go.
No.
You can eat while you work in the yard.
No, please, leave it for later.
If you're worried about your work, I can do it for
no
you.
No, I have to do it myself. Have mercy, let me finish, please.
All right, just don't be shy if you want some
no
more.
No, I'm not being shy.
And when you get hungry again, just come
thank
back
you
upstairs.
Really, go ahead. I'm gonna explode. Oh.
And listen,
oh,
I'm gonna make you spaghetti next time, the best you've ever had.
All
with
right
mushroom sauce, cream, and
all right, I'll,
you'll love
I'll
it.
I'll come back later.
You'll
really
love it.
Thank you. Thank
just
you.
Just don't be shy to ask for
go
anything
inside. No, no, no. I'm not being shy. Thank you. Oh my god, I think I'm gonna burst. Oh. Oh. Oh.
I think I'm finally full.
Marzia, come on, are you sure? There's still some food left if you want more.
No, no, I'm
don't
full.
Don't hold yourself
you
back
you
if you're hungry. Tell me now, did you seriously not leave any lunch for your husband? I burned dinner. What's your excuse?
Don't you worry about him. A frying pan, oil, eggs, it's all he needs.
I'm so happy to be alone. Da 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 da. I'm so happy to eat alone. Da 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 da. So happy to be alone. All I need is kebab and fresh bread and crossword puzzles. All I need is kebab and fresh bread. Yeah. This is what I call living. I could even play football in here if I wanted to. I miss my father. If you were here, we'd smoke some hookah together. My booba would never let us smoke in here. Anyway, how dare she leave me alone? How dare she leave? I love kebab. So fun eating alone. And I'm certain Omid is still fast asleep. And Rez is too busy trying to become a master chef in one day. What can I do? Oh, snap. I know. Issa. Mashisa.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're over there.
Yes, sir.
How's everything going?
Good. I'm good.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
You look a little distressed. Is something wrong?
No, I'm all good.
Oh, you're tired, aren't you?
No.
Come and have a bite with me so you can get some energy.
Thank you, but I'm completely stuffed.
Are you being shy now?
No. I have work
Come
to
here,
do.
I want to talk to you.
If you only want to talk
Hurry.
To me, then all right. So you only want to talk? What do you want to talk to me about? Well, what? All right.
Go inside.
Right.
Nobody's
okay.
home. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You don't look like a shy person.
Just talk,
We're
going to
just
right?
sit down and have some delicious
oh
kebab.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I forgot?
What is it?
I forgot to tell Reza that he needs to make lunch for... Mashisa, what am I going to do?
You scared me, Ferengis. I thought you'd forgotten something important.
Oh, don't worry. Mashisa always carries bread and cheese with him at all times.
That's right.
Come on, why did you have to say that? Now I really crave some bread and cheese.
Oh,
I'm joking. Come on, let's go play.
Let's go play.
I'm so stuffed. Oh, I'm gonna die if I eat another bite.
Issa!
I won't eat anymore.
What are you talking about?
I won't eat anymore.
I need you for something.
All right.
Here, take this money. There's someone downstairs. Give it to them and they'll give you 2 boxes. Bring the boxes to me.
All right.
Hurry.
I'll leave this bucket and mop here until I.
All right,
back.
Go. Hurry up.
Oh.
Why do you look so nauseous?
Tell me, didn't you want to wait for Omid? Didn't you say that he was going to come?
Did he? I think Omid was lying. Huh? Besides, if he comes, he'll eat all the food.
Really eat all this stuff?
Well, not as much as you.
Well, you know, Omid is on a diet, just like you are.
Don't worry. I bet you Omid's still sleeping.
The door's open. Come in.
I got the boxes.
Bring them in.
There's something warm inside. Here you go.
Give them to me. I'm going to give you the best pepperoni pizza you've ever had in your life.
You know, I don't like pepperoni pizza.
How can someone not like pepperoni pizza? No buts. No buts. You're going to sit down and have
no
some
appetite.
Yeah. But sit down.
But
oh. Hey, where are you going? Oh. Where are you going? Now, why are you so shy? I got two.
Eat without me.
Can't you see I got two? Why are you so shy? Sit down. You've got to eat. So, all right, where do you live anyway?
I live in Sariar. I can't eat anymore.
Mm, tell me, this isn't the best pizza you've ever had.
No.
Eat it. Mm. Let me give you some sauce. Mm.
No.
Here, have some more.
But.
Let me give you some soda. Here, let me open it for you. There.
All right.
Have some more.
I don't feel so good.
What? Why do you insist on eating if you're already full? Look at all the mess you've made.
Hello. How are you?
Hello there.
Huh? Do you know where I can find Issa?
He's not feeling well right now.
I got him a sandwich. I thought the poor guy hasn't had lunch.
He ate, he vomited, and now he's in the bathroom.
What's all this?
Don't worry.
We should give him some room to breathe.
Yeah.
What happened to the poor guy?
Here we go. Here's your tea.
He was feeling just fine a minute ago.
I have no idea.
Drink it. It's sweet tea.
Thank you, Mr. Ferdos. Thank you.
Oh, I think it's my fault. I made him some soup for lunch. I think the beans in the soup weren't cooked properly.
That could be it.
No, that's not it. He couldn't chew the kebab with his dentures, so he swallowed a full plate of kebab without chewing.
Really? But he already ate lunch at my house. I gave him rice and chicken. I don't understand why he ate again. That's why he doesn't feel well. He ate too much.
I thought he didn't have any lunch, so I ordered the two pepperoni pizzas. I thought he was just acting shy. Poor guy. He ate the whole thing.
Oh, don't mention the word pepperoni or I'll vomit again. He wouldn't let me talk. I tried to escape, but he grabbed me. He forced me to eat.
Why didn't you tell me that you already ate?
I was wondering why because I was acting weird.
I was close to never seeing my 6 children and 18 grandchildren ever again.
He ate everyone's food but mine. I bought 2 sandwiches. Good thing I didn't force you to eat them.
Well, you certainly should have told him that you'd already eaten all that food. Why is it so hard for you to speak your mind?
The poor guy didn't say he didn't want to eat, but we all thought he was just acting shy.
Ah, well, see. The problem with us Iranians is that we don't do a very good job communicating with each other. You all should have done a better job listening to him, and he should have spoken, speaking his mind.
I honestly thought that he was acting shy. I really didn't have an idea he was stuffed.
I apologize to you, sir. I'm sorry.
What for?
What for? For the kebab.
Uh-huh.
I had a lot of fun. It's so nice to get out of the house every once in a while and see God's nature.
Well, we all know that. You should tell that to the men.
I bet you the whole building is an entire mess right now.
My home was already in such a great mess before I left. It was unbelievable.
My room is usually more cluttered and stuffed than a zoo.
Omid is usually tidy around the house. I actually succeeded in teaching him to pick up his clothes for himself.
Get in, Dot. Get
in. All right, Uncle Angus, but I really didn't play enough.
Open the door. I'm tired. I really want to get in already.
Reza will play with you tomorrow.
Uh-oh. We have a flat tire.
A flat tire?
It's flat?
All you had to do was stick your finger down your throat and the problem solved.
If I had done that, then I would have had room to eat Ollie's sandwich, too.
I would have liked to see that.
Machisa, why won't you ever tell us where you come from?
I just came back from the dead.
So funny.
Thank God, you seem to be feeling much better. Now, that's good.
Yes.
I apologize. I have to be somewhere. I have to go now. And okay. Reza, please take care of his expenses. And Jahangir, can you drop him off at the nearest bus stop? Drop him off so he'll get home easier. Isa, make sure you come next month as well. The building, the garden, the rooms, and don't forget the stairways. There's a lot of work left to be done. Sir, just promise not to eat so much next time.
Definitely.
Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, it's just us.
Yes.
So, tell us everything you've done from the moment you set foot in Tehran until now. Come on.
Sit down.
Use my toilet anytime if you need.
Come on.
Reza, come on. Do us a favor. Go get us some snacks.
Okay, you
got
it.
Where should I start?
Hey, wait till I get back. Come on, listen to this guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Look at this. The spear is flat, too.
It's flat?
Don't upset yourself about all this. Put everything in the trunk and lock up everything. We'll find another car.
How will we do that?
Yes, as I was saying, when I first came to Tehran, I was looking for a bakery. When I entered to a house with 40 rooms, I ended up renting one of the rooms, and 40 different families ended up living there at the same time.
It was probably a caravanserai.
Yeah, something like that. It might have had more than 40 rooms. Maybe it had 37 or 38 rooms. I was walking around the same area when I met a gentleman selling calendars. He was a very interesting person. Gregorian and solar wall table and pocket calendars, specially for the new Gregorian and solar wall table and pocket calendars, specially for the new year. But he would always sing it differently whenever he walked home at sunset. He would go, Islamic Gregorian and solar wall table pocket calendars for the new year. That's what I'm selling, have no fear. He would sing it faster all the time.
Did you have a store?
No, he didn't have a store or a car.
What other
I also knew a guy who sold ice. He was my neighbor. He used to sing, I got crystal eyes, it's crystal clear. I got crystal eyes, I got eyes. Let me tell you about this beggar I knew. I would see him every day for 40 years, and I never understood what he was saying to me.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Tell us about the man with the
drunk. What?
Come on.
No, let me tell you about the beggar.
The man with the rosary beads.
I'm tired of everyone, and I wanna get away. I gotta get away. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. Do you want me to sing a rock song, huh?
Come on, sing a traditional song.
You know, I'm feeling much better now. I should get back to work.
Yeah.
Sing a traditional song.
Right. My belly hurts too. Let me remember the words.
Do like this.
What? Again?
Don't make me laugh. I'm gonna throw up again.
Wanna eat something, baby?
No joke. You guys
don't
are very...
keep us waiting.
Yeah, eat something to clear your throat.
No. Hey. One more bite, I'm gonna vomit all over you. I can't take this anymore.
Thank you.
There was this beggar in our neighborhood who would sing every day for 40 years. I could never understand the words he was singing.
But can you sing it for us?
he would sing Landa Galoom Go Da Yada Bada Boom Bada. Did you understand the words? Landa Gooda Boom Da Ba. Did you understand? Did you get it?
What? Sing it again, please. Ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da ba
ba da 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 ba ga da. Oh, okay, okay. I really have to get back to work now. No, really. No. I gotta go back.
Forget about the work. Just sit down.
No, really. I gotta go.
Sing us
next time.
One.
Next time, I promise.
Come on.
Who's that?
Huh? No.
Hello.
Hello.
I should really get back to work.
Thank you.